Blog Talk Radio.
Don't cry to me.
I'm trying to make a point. I'm trying to make a point, okay? Matt knows where I'm coming from, too.
He went away.
That means the Greg Squirrel Show is on the air. How is everybody doing today? Hope everybody's doing good. The weekend is here. Time for some more exciting Razorback football this weekend. It's homecoming. Hogs are home on the bump or on the hill, however you want to call it. And they're going to be taking on, yes, that's right, University of Alabama, Birmingham. They're the Dragons or something like Blazers, that's what they are. They got a dragon for a mascot, but they're technically called the Blazers, and the Hogs are in action tonight. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. We are on the air, 323-642-1128. As always, we got a lot of people we want to say hello to out there. Yes, we want to say hello to Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma, proud supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. Max Sunglasses, it's all in the high-def lenses. Also, big supporters of the Greg Squirrel Show. Also want to say hello. Who else do we want to say hello to out there? Oh, we also want to say hello to Fayetteville Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, Moxie Nutrition, Live Right Nutrition, Nutrition Spot, Native Nutrition, all members of the Herbalife family. For more information, give me a shout on our toll-free number, 888-361-8725, and we will get you some information on how to lose weight, get healthy, and, you know, maybe learn how to make a little bit of extra money at the same time. That's right. Who else we want to say hello to? Oh, Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. I want to say hello to them. E and the Boys Ultimate Party Band. They are out there. If you got a party or a special event coming up and you want some good 80s music, then you need to check out E and the Boys Ultimate Party Band. All right. Getting things started on the show today. Once again, the phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If you want to call in to the Greg Squirrel Show, got something you want to talk about. A lot of great MMA events going on the next couple of weeks. So, and you got Halloween just around the corner. Got a little bit of everything going on for everybody. That's what this great country is all about. We got a little bit of everything for everybody. All right. Well, I don't know if I'm rubbing it in or just what, but who is happy that Honey Boo Boo got canceled? I mean, come on, speak up out there. You can be honest. Who is happy that Honey Boo Boo got cancer? And her old mama is the one to blame for it. Mama June, or whatever the heck her name is. You know, she married a convicted child molester. Or she's not married, but she is openly admitted to that she is now dating a convicted child molester. And the folks over at A&E or whoever it is broadcast that crap, they just, you know, they try to run wholesome TV shows and they don't feel that that's part of it. Not when you have shows like 48 Million Kids and Counting or whatever the Duggars are. I quit counting. But I mean, it is what it is. And personally, it's a show about a kid and family. But, I know you're supposed to show a little bit, you know, there's, you know, some people could change, blah, 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 blah. But hey, they've got to follow their own moral judgment. So, Honey Boo Boo is no longer poisoning our airway. All right. No more Honey Boo Boo on the air. Oh, TLC, the Learning Channel. That's who it was. So there you go. All right, now, I just had to blabble about that. Blabble. Is blabble a word? 323-642-1128. Is blabble a word? I don't know. All right, football predictions. Of course, I'm going with Farmington Cardinals. I don't know who they're playing. Valonia, I think. I don't know. Farmington. Greenland, north side, south side. That's my standard four high school picks. Arkansas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. Dallas, Chicago, K-State. For some reason, I may have to start liking the Kansas Jayhawks. I don't know. That jury is still out. And I'm even putting this on my Facebook page. The jury's still out on that. I mean, I think that's only going to have to count till for basketball season. I don't know. It's still going to be awful hard. Because they're not Arkansas Razorbacks. I mean, because of my late father, God bless his soul, I can open up and admit for Oklahoma. I don't have issues with that. But Kansas, Jayhawks. I don't know about that one. We'll see what happens. As long as I stay away from Arkansas, it might be feasible. All right. If you want to call in with your football predictions, 323-642-1128. We'll be glad to get those on the air. All right, let's jump over here to the sports page. Uh-oh. All right, I gotta learn to stop reading the National Enquirer. Oh no, that's the Examiner. I gotta stop reading that. All right, here we go. jump it over here to the sports page. Don't forget, game three of World Series is tonight out in San Francisco, 7:07 p.m. Central starting time. All right. Manager Joe Maddon has opted out of his contract with the Tampa Bay Rays, so they're going to be looking for a new coach. Syracuse is under investigation. Reportedly involves extra benefits pertaining to the basketball program. Apparently going back to about 10 years of involving extra benefits and academic violations. So there you go. We'll be keeping some ears open on that. RG3 has broken his silence. Oh, we've already talked about it. RG3 breaks his silence. Says, I will not be rushing back. RG3 had dislocated his left ankle in week two, and he says he's not going to rush back. Coach Jay Gruden has not ruled Griffin out for the Monday night game against the Cowboys for a start. Kirk Cousins was benched at halftime of Sunday's win over the Titans. So, sounds like we got a little quarterback controversy brewing up in Redskin land. So, there you go. All right. But once again, RG3 says, not rushing things. All right. Boston Bruins have lost defenseman Zdeno Chara. Out in 4 to 6 weeks after tearing his posterior cruciate ligament. Says he won't need surgery, but he is going to be out about 4 to 6 weeks. For all you hockey fans. And the word of the, oh crap, how about Peyton Manning going off on the scoreboard operator? Oh, it is. Okay. All right. Heading down to the rest of the board. All you L.A. Laker fans, the old fossil Steve Nash has announced that he's out for this upcoming season due to back problems. There you go. And that's pretty much the headlines on the board. We're going to step away for about 2 minutes. We'll be right back. So don't go nowhere on the Greg Skrill Show. Hey, don't forget.
Don't cry to me. If you love me, you would be here with me. You love me. Come find me. We'll be right back.
Show. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. Greg Skrull, brought to you in part by Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma, and Max Sunglasses. It's all about the high-def lenses. All right. Once again, phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If there's something you want to call in and talk about, we're going to jump back over here on the sports page. All right. Time to go over the top 10 lineup for this, or top 25 matchup for this weekend in college football. All right. All right, here we go. In football matchup last night, East Carolina defeated Connecticut 31-21. In a special Friday night matchup, you're going to have number 6 Oregon taking on California. All right. Then we jump over to Saturday. You got number 11 Kansas State taking on the Texas Longhorns. We got number 16, Nebraska, taking on Rutgers. Number 25, UCLA, taking on Colorado. Number 22, West Virginia, taking on Oklahoma State. Got number 8, Michigan State, taking on Michigan. Extra incentive added onto this game as somebody went on University of Michigan campus. Somewhere on the campus, they had the big M, and somebody put a U and an S with it. Michigan State U. Don't you just love in-state rivalries? Always make it fun. All right, back to the lineup for this Saturday. Number 1 ranked Mississippi State taking on Kentucky. Number 10 TCU taking on Texas Tech. Number 23 Marshall taking on Florida Atlantic. Number 15 Arizona taking on Washington State. Syracuse at number 21 Clemson. Number 3 Ole Miss Rebels at number 24 LSU. Matter of fact, they were just talking about that on the Paul Feinbaum show. They just don't think LSU has what it takes to beat the Rebels. Rebels got a tough team this year, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. South Carolina at number 5, Auburn. Number 4, Alabama at Tennessee. Number 13, Ohio State at Penn State. Number 20, USC Trojans taking on number 19, Utah. And number 14, Arizona State at Washington. All right. Jump over here. Let's click on the Southeast Conference schedule so we can briefly hit on that. As you know, UAB is at Arkansas for homecoming, 1014 for the Razorbacks. Mississippi State at Kentucky. Vanderbilt at Missouri. Ole Miss, number 3, at LSU, ranked number 24. South Carolina at Auburn. Alabama, number 4, at Tennessee. All right, there's your SEC matchups for this week. 323-642-1128. If you want to call in, anything you want to talk about, we'll be glad to talk about it. All right. I'll put that on there. Brandon Napier asks, why did you just talk mention to Jayhawks? I don't know. It seemed like the fun thing to do. I try to be a fun person. All right. All right, let's jump down here to the NASCAR boys. Kind of had a quiet weekend compared to 2 weeks ago. Race for the Chase in full effect. The Goody's Headache Relief Shot 500 in Virginia. Jeff Gordon's on the pole. So, there you go. It's called silly season because, you know, you still got the teams. You know, they're still participating in the race for the what do they call that? The Sprint Cup. So you got your teams racing for that. But a lot of your other drivers, they're auditioning for new rides next year. Some of them going to stay with their current team. Some of them are switching around. A perfect example is Carl Edwards leaving Roush Racing at the end of the season. He's going to go over to Joe Gibbs, drive Toyotas. He's been a Ford man most of his career, but now he's going to go over and drive Toyotas for Joe Gibbs. But that's what NASCAR silly season is all about. They'll be anxious to see who ends up where next season. All right. Martinsville, that's where they're at this night. All right. Let's go down some of the UFC. Bobby Lashley says there's a lot of things people don't know about him other than the fact that he fights real-world MMA against fake-world pro wrestling. Nate Marquardt, Strikeforce welterweight champion, and Brad Tavares have been added to UFC 182. That fight's scheduled for January 3rd. Conor McGregor, you've heard me been talking about him a lot lately, but Conor McGregor has been set up to a headline, a special Sunday UFC fight night coming out of Boston. So we're anxious to see what happens there. And the new in the release I got, it doesn't say who his opponent is, just says that he's going to be the headliner for UFC fight night in Boston. Diego Sanchez bout at UFC 180 has been scrapped. And this comes on the heel of Cain Velasquez having to withdraw at UFC 180 in Mexico. Joe Luzon on Wednesday had to back out of his fight bout with Diego Sanchez due to an undisclosed injury. Then on Thursday, and yesterday, the other shoe dropped, and Diego Sanchez has suffered an injury, so now the fight has been completely scrapped. UFC 180 takes place at the Corona Ciudad de Mexico in Mexico City, November 15th. Mark Hunt stepping in for Velasquez in the main event, and he's going to take on Fabricio Werdum for the interim UFC 1 heavyweight title. There you go. You injury bugs. What's the word I'm looking for? Injury bug will bite anybody anywhere. Dana White has come out in an interview and said that he is ready to see what a healthy Brock Lesnar could do inside the cage. There's a lot of people out there that think Brock Lesnar would get, it still does, just doesn't have it. They think he's too old. So, maybe it's not too old. Maybe they just don't think he can cut it with the current stable of UFC heavyweights. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. 323-642-1128. We'll be glad to talk about that. Grady Hulkster this week. She normally calls in and we talk about our wrestling, but she's been busy. Ronda Rousey, as I mentioned the other day, Ronda Rousey and Kat Zagano have been confirmed for UFC 182 in Vegas. I may have to find out when that is and maybe go to that one. I've always wanted to go to a UFC card, but just haven't been any close enough. Jason Mayhem Miller pleads not guilty to recent standoff-related charges. Bill Davis has said he has no worries going into his fight with Glover Teixeira in Brazil. War Machine John Coppenhaver recently tried to commit suicide. Apparently they did recover a letter, but it was a botched attempt, so be anxious to see what comes out in that letter. Claudia Gadelha has drawn a fight against Jana. Yeah, that name. UFC Fox 13. If somebody knows how to pronounce Joanna's name, call in and let me know. Frank Mir has said if Lesnar comes back, he wants to fight him. Well, there you go. Don't forget, phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. We're going to step away for a little break, and we'll be right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Show 323-642-1128. Little Riggs at the bottom of the hour. Ready or not, the weekend is here. All right. Got a lot of great stuff. Going to try to get Ty Pilgrim on here next week, talking about the big Muay Thai tournament coming to Muskogee, Oklahoma. 2nd weekend of November. That's going to be taking place. And then we're also talking to some of the fighters going to be appearing on at Adrenaline Fight League. November 15th, they're going to be at the Shrine Mosque in Springfield, Missouri. So we're working at getting them on the air. So it's going to be a great time. A lot of great stuff coming up. Well, there you go. You can always find us at the Greg Squirrel Show. You can find Gregory Squirrel Show. You can find that page on Facebook. You can also find the Greg Squirrel Show Facebook page. Or you can just find us right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right. We're going to start the music early because it's that time. Here we go. Show, if it is your birthday, then the Greg Squirrel Show wishes you a great birthday. Here's my birthday list for today. Nate Flores, Justin, 26 years old. Justin Moreau, 31 years old. And Brian Kelly. Happy birthday to Brian. He don't list his birthday, but he's not old enough to get in bars yet. Joking, yes. All right. So that's your birthday list for today right here. Also, if you got an anniversary or anything coming up, we want to wish you a happy anniversary, too. The Greg Squirrel Show loves our listeners. All right. Well, there you go. At your birthdays. Well, I'll give a big shout out to my homeboy, Daniel Flynn. Once again, Native Nutrition over Stillwell, Oklahoma. If you are interested in losing weight, getting healthy, and check out, and you're into Stillwell, Tahlequah area, check out Native Nutrition. They got some boot camps going on over there. Native Nutrition camps. There you go. Want to give a big shout out Eric Stevens and the crew up there at Adrenaline Fight League. There you go. All right. Can you tell it's getting Halloween time? Huh? Can you tell it's getting Halloween? Halloween's next week. So hopefully everybody has some fun, safe stuff planned. And have a safe Halloween. If I don't, we'll be on the air next week, Monday and Tuesday. We'll probably do a special noontime edition of the Greg Squirrel Show Friday. Just depends on what goes on between now and then. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. All right. Let's run down the list. My listeners today, Mandy, Sandy, Kimberly, Angela, Rhonda, Kimber, Daniel, Eric, Aaron, Crystal, Sarah, Lamaga, David, and Vanessa. Oh, I got such loyal listeners to the Greg Squirrel Show. Thank you for tuning in today. Thoughts and prayers go out. We are just getting little blips on our news feed. Marysville Palchuk High School, north of Seattle, Washington, had a school shooting up there. Must be test time. All the chillins acting like hooligans and stuff. All right. So who's all ready for the big weekend? I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the weekend. And I hope you're ready for the weekend. All right. All right, we're going to wind things down here. Once again, early, it's about 3:40. So we're going to hit the weekend early. And I just hope everybody has a good time. I know we're going to have a good time. Hopefully we're going to be at the Arkansas game. Hope to see you at the Arkansas game. We'll talk about the Arkansas game Monday. Talk about NFL Monday. We'll talk about a little bit of everything Monday, which is what we always do. All right, so to bug out to the dugout, I hope everybody has a great weekend. Hold on a minute. Let me set my music ready.
For a week. Wasn't doing so good, and I phoned in.
Music's not ready. So we're going to talk a little bit longer. You can, if you're wanting tickets for the Adrenaline Fight League, you can find them on Facebook, Adrenaline Fight League. On Facebook, you can also Striking for the big Striking Muay Thai tournament coming to Muskogee, Oklahoma. You can find them on Yo Facebook also. Well, I say hello to Gilma. She just hopped online, and so we're giving her a big shout out. I'm not sure what that is. Not sure if I want to see it. Don't forget, call your buddies, call your friends, tell them about the Greg Squirrel Show, 323-642-1128.
Hey, get lucky.
Comes from you.
I sang Get Lucky
on the... they're still yapping. Hey, get the music ready. We're ready to go home. Cindy and Jody just chimed in and said, "Hey, Greg, sounding good today." Thank you very much, ladies. All right.
Oh, yeah.
You're still yapping over there. All right. We'll fix them. Oh, it's a great weekend. Not really. Don't forget World Series Game 3 tonight. Kansas City, San Francisco at Frisco. Be starting about 7 Central here. I think that's correct. All right. Don't forget if you... get out and support your favorite high school football team tonight. There's a lot of great football action going on around this country. All right. We are ready to take it to the house, boys and girls. So everybody have fun. Be safe. We will see you Monday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Bye. See what you do. Everyone's looking.